David Grisman and Opus 38 from the remastered album Dog 90, which was re-released this year with 4 extra tracks on it. This is Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, where it is still very, 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 very quiet on campus. Classes don't start until Monday. And so as the handful of folks who are up on the mountain were enjoying the still peace and quiet before the new semester starts and all of the students and staff and faculty are back. We're listening to some music that was released in 2024 to sort of commemorate the year and get us off to a start. One of the albums that was released this year is an album called Symbiont, by multi-instrumentalist, including banjo player, Jake Blount, who paired up with Mally Obomsawin, and they put out an album that continues to interpret Black folk music in an unprecedented way. And the ways in which, again, he uses the banjo and sort of, you know, hears traditional music in with a totally new ear is something that he really brings to this record. And we're going to hear this track called Live Humble as our start to this set. This is sourced from Religious Folk Songs of the Negro, and specifically Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers. Here we go.
Humble, yes, humble, humble, you were gonna hit me. Touchy nuts. For you shall be touched. Fools, pretenders, give them the white despair. Recalling children from the distant land. Tombstones cracking, graves busted. And the soul's gonna give up their dead.
True.
Kathy Fink, Marcy Marxer, and Chow Tien on an album released in August of 2024 called From China to Appalachia. And the track was the White Snake Song. And out of all of the really great sort of mashups of both Chinese and Appalachian music, I picked that one because we are going to be coming into the Lunar New Year of the Snake at the end of this month on January 29th, when the moon is new again. And that, although is not a white moon or associated with the color white, in fact, it's associated with the color blue because it's in the wood element, and traditionally wood is linked with the color blue, which kind of makes me scratch my head, but nevertheless, that's what the internet says. Just a few minutes, actually, before the end of the program here. And I'm going to try to squish in all of these songs to finish us off. This one, well, we might just get to two. And that's fine. Gillian Welsh and her partner in Love and Music, David Rawlings, released a record called Woodland Studios in August of this past year as well. Since she sort of burst onto the scene, they have never been able to do wrong in my eyes. You just say their names to me and I'm like, say no more, say no more. It's my favorite record. Their catalog is giant. They probably don't need any introduction. But the thing that I really like, I guess, about this track, because often on Gillian's album, she's the focal point, obviously, and we get to hear David singing on this one, which is nice because I really like his voice, and she comes in as the backup. This is Hashtag off of Woodland Studios here on Roots and Berries.
Once I saw your old familiar face, I was walking in a new watering place. Been a little lost for a little while. People sometimes go out of style. Make a new habit, have a new kid. Maybe both, God forbid. But all at once you seem to know everything that laid me low. Caught it like a new form of the flu. Chalked it up to our old friend the blues. The questions and the answers you'd found talked me out of that breakdown. You said time makes the wheels spin and the years roll out and the doubt rolls in and the truck stops in the parking lots and the cheap motels. When will we become laughed and said the news would be bad if I ever saw your name with a hashtag. Singers like you and I, all the news when we die. So here I'm sitting round another night, looking at your boots, Jesus Christ. That's a mighty big one to try to fill. Never can and never will. So here's another song that's over now. You're another son that done gone down. Put another good one in the ground. Good Lord, it's going round.
Tardes de juliol.
Thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Bamboo is not just for panda bears. These tall, fast-growing plants can be used to make everything from flooring and furniture to fabric and cutting boards. And some scientists say bamboo could also help reduce climate change. As bamboo grows, it quickly absorbs a lot of planet-warming carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Then if people use the bamboo to manufacture products like floors or furniture, that carbon stays locked in the products for a long time rather than returning to the atmosphere. Bamboo can grow well in a variety of different environments and in degraded soils or areas where it might be challenging to grow many other crops. And Project Drawdown, a climate research group, has suggested that bamboo could be grown on hundreds of millions of acres of degraded forest land around the world to help slow the pace of climate change. Some types of bamboo spread aggressively and can outcompete native species, prompting concerns about growing it in more places. But other bamboo species are less likely to become invasive, and many parts of the world have native bamboo species they could plant. So this versatile plant could help reduce global warming. Like Climate Connections? Subscribe to our free daily podcast. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.